Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Ellen Belcher, filling in for Emily McCord. Today I'm talking with Bill Hershey, the former State House Bureau Chief for the Dayton Daily News. Thanks for talking, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
Here it is, a presidential election year, and the Ohio Republican and Democratic parties both have had their dust-ups involving their leaders in that quadrennial moment when they're supposed to be at their most united. How important are party chairmen anyway?
Party chairmen are important, particularly in a presidential election year, because they do have to keep the party united. They have to identify their vote and then make sure they get these voters to the poll. It's the kind of the grunts do this work. It's not the multi-million dollar television advertising, but in its own way, it's just as important. And in a close election, they can really make a big difference. I think most recently in Ohio, we saw that in 2004 with President George W. Bush's reelection effort. The Ohio Republican Party and the Bush campaign worked hand in hand to get all their voters to the poll.
Ohio Democratic Chairman Chris Redfern got a scare when several unions, including the United Auto Workers, came after him this year. But when the 66-member Central Committee voted this month, Redfern easily defeated his challenger. What was that all about?
Well, it could have been about what happened in 2010. That's the year Democrats lost everything but their shirt. But I really think it was more about 2014. Chris Redfern is a strong supporter of former Governor Ted Strickland, a Democrat. In fact, Strickland helped Redfern win the state chairmanship against Montgomery County's Dennis Lieberman in 2005. And if Governor Strickland or ex-Governor Strickland wants to run for governor again in 2014, Redfern's expected to back him strongly. And some Democrats think Richard Cordray, the former attorney general, would be a better candidate.
The Republican feud arguably has been more interesting because the coup organizers actually prevailed. And Fairborn's Kevin DeWine was ousted and former Republican Chairman Bob Bennett was brought back. Bennett had groomed DeWine for his old job, but when push came to shove, Bennett sided with Governor John Kasich. What was the complaint?
Governor Kasich never was very specific publicly about why he wanted rid of Kevin DeWine. The most descriptive quote I had from him or heard about him was, quote, "I just think we need to have somebody that's going to unite everybody inside the party." And that goes back to the chairman's job to keep the party united, particularly in a presidential election year. I don't think it was that so much. It's nothing new. Chairmen of Democratic parties, Republican parties, always want to have their own person in the job. Kevin DeWine was not John Kasich's person, and he was suspect because he was good friends with John Husted, the Secretary of State, who used to be from the Dayton area. I don't think John Husted would challenge Kasich for the governor's nomination in 2014, but maybe Governor Kasich thought he would.
Kevin DeWine hasn't said what he's going to do next. Do you think he's just going to slink away?
No, he's not slinking. He called me up the other day to say, talk about all the conversations we've had in the past, and he said he was looking at some business opportunities, and he also is going to serve on the Republican National Committee as one of the representatives from Ohio.
You recently wrote a column talking about the challenges Chairman Bennett faces. What does he have to do?
He has to keep the party united, and he said that's not difficult because of the unified disdain for President Obama. However, there's one caveat. There's not that much enthusiasm, or so far we haven't seen that much enthusiasm for Mitt Romney as a candidate. So Bennett has to make sure that people at the local level are excited, that they're going to do the phoning, door knocking, and everything else that has to be done.
In that same column, you also wrote about the legendary Ohio Republican chairman Ray Bliss. He went on to become national Republican chairman until Richard Nixon sent him packing back to Ohio. You're co-authoring a book about Bliss. Why was he important in Ohio political history?
Late political writer David Broder of the Washington Post once said that there were, he called the three B's, the important national Republican chairman: Ray Bliss, William Brock, who came along after Watergate, and Haley Barbour, who came along after Bill Clinton. And each of these people rebuilt the National Republican Party. Bliss rebuilt it after the 1964 Barry Goldwater disaster for the Republicans. He made the job a profession. He patterned his job after the industry leaders he knew at the Akron tire companies.
I've been talking with Bill Hershey, a longtime political journalist in Ohio. This was fun, Bill. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you. It's good to talk.